Hola, this is Judy Shackner, and I'm going to read Skippy John Jones, Lost in Spice. Skippy John Jones was nuts about Mars. Because it was the red planet.
I love red, that's what I said, and I must put some rusty in my big boy bed.
So off he went to the kitchen where Mama and the girls were starting supper.
We're making tuna poodle casserole,
crooned his sister Jilly Boo Jones. Tuna noodle casserole, corrected Mama. A poodle is a dog, and we don't eat dogs.
Skippy John thinks he's a dog, said Jezebel.
Yeah, agreed Jujubee. He thinks he's a chihuahua.
Because his ears are too big for his head, added Jezebel.
That's enough, scolded Mama. Pinkie Pie's ears are just fine. But Pinkie Pie was oblivious to their chatter.
May I please borrow your bottles of red spice, Mama?
He asked politely.
Yes, you may, replied Mama,
pleased with her boy's manners.
But you better not be thinking of doing any sprinkling.
Nuh-uh, said Skippy blinking.
Or tasting, pasting, or wasting, if you know what is good for you, she added. Well, Skippy John Jones always knew what was good for him. And that was bouncing and pouncing and rocketing in the rusty red dust.
Oh, I'm Skippy John Jones, and I'm in a big race to be the first dog to bounce into space.
Then a bit of the spice tickled his nose, and...
Ah-ka-chooey!
The kitty boy sneezed.
Holy hot tamales!
Exclaimed Skippy John Jones as he shot past his reflection.
What's up with that doggy in the mirror?
Then using his very best Spanish accent, he said,
You are not a Siamese cat, dude. You are a wicked red chihuahua.
And quicker than you can say jumping jacks on Jupiter, the kitty boy found his mask and cape, a mirror, a marble, and his sock monkey. He stuffed these and a few other things into his spacesuit while he sang in a muy, muy soft voice.
My name is Skippito Friskito, and I think there are Martian perritos. Some say the green creatures share all of my features. I hope it's not just fabulitos.
Back in the kitchen, the girls were being a big help to Mama Junebug Jones.
I love noodles, declared Jilly Boo.
Noodles are silly, said Jezebel.
That's because they're nude, said Jujubee. They're not nude, said Jilly Boo, giggling. They're naked.
And she tossed one up to the ceiling where it stuck. But Skippy John Jones wasn't stuck at all. He was suited up and ready for liftoff. The astronaut Tito took one small step into his closet for chihuahuas. And one giant leap into the universe for los chimichangos. He was well into his orbit when a comet covered in crazies cruised by.
Who goes there? Hollered Skippito.
Martian, came the answer.
Martian who?
Marsh into your closet and get us some frijoles, dude, said the voice.
Poquito Tito, exclaimed Skippito. Is that you, amigo?
Si, it is all of us. Los chimichangos, said Poquito Tito, the smallest of the small ones.
We are going to build a chili polvo pipeline from Mars to Earth, Pepito.
Not the chili powder pipeline, declared Skippito.
Exactamente,
howled the doggies.
Por qué, asked Skippito.
Because, amigo,
began Don Diego, the biggest of the small ones,
the chili powder on Mars is muy caliente, and it will keep us very warm in el invierno.
Then off they zoomed. The cuckoo comet and the kitty boy made it to Mars with a soft landing.
Oh, sighed Don Diego.
That felt marvelous.
Then he turned to glance at Skippito.
No offense, Poco Coco, but why the suit de la nieve? Asked Don Diego.
It's not a snow suit, declared Skippito. It's a space suit.
Dude, you don't need a space suit up here, said Poquito Tito. You need a spice suit.
Mars is covered in the chili powder, Chico. This made the perros go loco in the Rojo singing.
Chiro, chiri, chirito. It's a wig of the devil, Skipito. For there's nothing as nice as a rolling hot spice in the land of the Martian Moonito.
But a roll in the Rojo should have been a no-no, because quicker than you can say monkeys making meatballs, Skipito rolled and rolled and rolled in the opposite direction from his pipeline puchitos.
Phew! Said Skipito, panting. You boys are right. This spicito is hot.
The astronaut Tito was so calor under the collar that he just had to take off his spacesuit.
Muchachos!
He called out. There was no answer.
Uh-oh, Skipito said to himself. I'm lost in spice.
But the astronaut Tito did not panic. He grabbed his binoculars and climbed up onto a roca, and that's when he saw it.
Holy green gorillas! Gulped Skipito. It's a Martianito!
The Puchito pounced just a whisker away from the unearthly creature.
Dude!
Dude!
Your ears are too big for your head!
Your ears are too big for your head.
Your head is too big for your body.
Your head is too big for your body.
You're not a Martian.
You are not a Martian.
No, I know I'm not a Martian, dude, said Skipito. I am a Chihuahua, just like you.
To prove his point, Skipito ran back to his spacesuit and pulled out the little Rojo mirror he had packed.
Look, said Skipito, holding it up so both their faces showed. We are twins.
The Martian was so mesmerized that he could not take his uno ojo off himself. Skipito was so excited that he could not stop hopping and flapping his arms. Then all of a sudden he remembered that he was lost.
Hey, come on, uno ojo, called the kitty boy. We've got to find mis amigos.
But uno ojo said nada. He simply sat and stared at his image in the mirror.
Okey-dokey-to, said Skipito. I'll go, but you have to keep your eye on my stuff, especially my sock monkey.
Then he took off faster than a tiddlywink in a tornado. He didn't have to go far. In less time than it takes to tickle a termite, Skipito found his cucuritos cooped up inside a crater.
Dudes, shouted Skipito.
Dude, whispered Don Diego.
You are just in tiempo.
In time for what? Skipito asked.
Hombres de la muerte, said Poquito Tito with a shiverito.
Not the men from Mars, declared Skipito.
The mere mention of Martians made the muchachos go mad.
Knock, knock, who goes there? There are Martians everywhere. Slurping sloppy ice cream cones, speeding in the spicy zones. Mossy Martians on the move, what do they think they have to prove? We did not come here for a fight. We want to build, we will not bite.
Then Skipito felt the fur stand up on the back of his neck. Because the critter's crater was about to have cinco crazy creatures for company.
Holy hoovelheads!
Hollered Skipito.
Here they come!
Before Skipito could think what to do, the Verde visitors piled out of their space buggy bearing all of Skipito's stuff. Two were green and mossy, while the third was green and bossy. The fourth was green and funky, and the fifth was green and...
Monkey! Yelled Skipito. That's my sock monkey, Tito!
Declared Skipito's one-eyed Martian twin emerging from the green group before him. Without saying another palabra, Skipito picked up his monkey's paw and pulled. First, Skipito yanked it this way. Then Uno Ojo yanked it that way.
It's Tagamonquito!
Cheered the chimichangos. On the count of three, the papitos planned to pull también. But as the doggy shouted,
Uno!
The Martians hollered,
Ojo!
And uh-oh, Uno Ojo let a go-go, sending the kitty boy flying. Skipito and his sock monkey hurtled headfirst back to earth and out through his closet door.
Kaboom!
He hollered, breaking the sound barrier and maybe his head.
Skippy John Jones,
exclaimed Mama, rushing into his room.
What on earth are you doing?
The kitty boy stood up and shook off a cloud of red spice.
I didn't do anything on Earth, Mama, replied Skippy John. I did everything on Mars.
Oh, that's terrific, Major Tom, said Mama.
Then she straightened the kitty boy's ears.
You must be starving.
Later that night, the kitty boy looked up at the starry sky.
Mars,
he muttered, beginning to bounce.
Oh, I'm Skippy John Jones, and I like my red jammies, because they're made from the wool of green Martian lammies.
Stop bouncing, Pinkie Pie, scolded Mama.
I'm not pink, I'm red, said Skippy.
It's over, Red Rover, said Mama.
Just go to sleep.
And that's exactly what he did.